KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize. Regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, preferably in my lifetime. Today we're talking about the AIDS ride. And Emily and I have got a couple guests on today. We got Bob Renales and Debbie Farber Bush. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Indeed. So the AIDS ride took place, I guess, back in June, and let's hear a bit about this.
Well, this
go for it, Bob.
And Cliff, I'd like to thank you and Emily for staging this show every week and keeping people informed as to the progress of cycling and cycling opportunities throughout Humboldt County.
You bet.
Yeah. So Debbie and I took part in the 11th annual AIDS ride. It's been going on for 11 years, and before that it was called the Tanqueray AIDS ride or the California AIDS ride. And I did it in 1999, and then this year was my sixth year in a row. And if you had asked me 5 years ago if I'd ever ride this thing year after year, I would have said no, but it's such an inspiring ride. What it is it's a main fundraiser for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, and if you sign up for it and you're from Southern California, then you're likely raising money for the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center. But about 3,000 people take part in this ride, and it's 545 miles, and Debbie will attest to you that is an absolutely life-changing event.
540 miles, you said?
Oh, yeah. 545 miles.
And you do it all in one day.
Larry Klug maybe could do it in one day, but no. No, you want to enjoy yourself. So we have 6 days of camping. So you ride from San Francisco to Santa Cruz, Santa Cruz to King City, which was a 109-mile day. And for the beginners that completed that 109-mile day, I just think, what a wonderful act of courage and a great sense of accomplishment.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, and then down to Paso Robles, Santa Maria, Lompoc, Ventura, where we have a big candlelight procession in the evening to honor all those folks that are still suffering and who have passed away from HIV and AIDS. And then we ride into West L.A. to the Veterans Center on the last day and have a big closing ceremony.
How do you get back?
Various ways. It's always interesting. The day after the finish, there's usually the Gay Pride Parade in L.A., so a lot of people plan on staying at least through the weekend.
Sure.
And quite often people have to get back to work on Monday. But in my case, I was able to stay in a little place in Laguna Beach for about 5 days and chill out, and that was absolutely amazing to be able to swim in warm water. But I'd love to have Debbie chime in, because Debbie inspired a number of people to take part in this ride. And for someone like Debbie, who never
Debbie's
really
an inspiring person, period.
Yeah, let's have Debbie talk a little bit about her experience.
Well, it was my goal to do the California AIDS ride for about 20 years, and finally this year I was able to participate physically, mentally. It probably was the most challenging thing that I've ever done in my life, and definitely, like Bob says, life-changing. You know, you're with all the same people, with all the same like-minded people, and you know, it's hard to sit your butt on a bike seat and pedal for all day after day after day. But it truly was life-changing. And when I said that I was going to do it this year, a lot of folks, Michael Weiss, who has done the ride several times, he wasn't going to do it again this year. But when Bob and I both signed up to do it, a lot of other people from Humboldt, there were 15 of us from Humboldt County that actually went, and one person from Seattle and one person from Alaska. We were called the Humboldt Foggy Bottoms. And together, we raised over $58,000 for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
That's wonderful.
So yeah. Super cool. You know, Bob is a bike rider. I was thinking last week, I actually just learned to ride a two-wheeler about 14 months ago.
No kidding.
I had never ridden a bike in my life.
Really?
Really. So training really hard in Humboldt County. You know, we have lots of hills here, grueling hills, totally prepared us for what we were going to encounter from San Francisco to L.A.
Wow.
And the thing that I really am inspired by is how much your group trained together and supported each other. And it definitely was not just the AIDS ride, but all of the months leading up to it and all of that camaraderie and support is just seems really, really fun. And like getting yourself to go longer distances or places you didn't think you could go with that support.
Right. You know, for me, being I've been in Humboldt for 13 years, and I saw a much different, you know, you see areas bike riding that you never see in a car. And truly, we biked from southern Humboldt to northern Humboldt together. We did, I mean, we went on one long ride every week together and then several rides during the week. And, you know, you really need the support of your fellow cyclists, especially for a newbie like me. You know, I'm always inspired by Bob, who's been a bike advocate for so many years. You know, he taught us how to be safe on the road, and that was really important because it's kind of scary for us newbies up here who are riding and riding on the highway and, you know, riding on the shoulders up here of the roads.
Or running into mountain lions.
You ran into mountain lions?
Oh, yes, I did see a mountain lion up on Tompkins Hill. It was pretty frightening. I wish I'd seen lots of wildlife that I would have never seen from my car. So, you know, being on a bike is a super cool thing. It's the food, and I can change a flat tire now. And, you know, you learn so many things about yourself that you might not know before. As far as the AIDS ride itself, you know, I learned to put up a tent. I had never went camping or slept in a tent before. That was interesting, and you know, they pictured it all the time, and they thought it was really funny, me in the tent, but whatever.
You know, one of the most interesting aspects is, well, one of the funnest things you can do, there's a million things that are fun about the AIDS ride, and you know, I can tell you right now, I can hardly wait to do it next year. And probably most of the team is already signed up to do it next year. But the first thing is there's nothing funner than going with someone to pick out a bike and go shopping with people to find a bike for them, you know. And it was funny, within a couple of months, people were talking about upgrading to something lighter weight with more speeds and, you know, a little bit more comfort. And that was really a blast. And then really just riding with people that had really never ridden before was absolutely amazing to see how fast they progressed and how their life had changed. And several people during the training had lost 10, 20, 30 pounds over 6-7 months. And it didn't matter what the weather was. They're going, you know, I got to go out and train. You know, you don't wait for a nice day to go training for a distance ride like that. You have to get out there and get the miles in. And so they were dealing with the cold hands, the wet feet, the wet butt, you know.
Sure.
So, you know what it's like, Cliff.
Yeah.
When you dedicate yourself to riding, you just put up with all that stuff. And you try to buy the right equipment.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you know, one of the great things, you know, for those who haven't done this before, and Debbie, I think you can probably attest to this, it's an eye-opening experience being out on the road like that on your bike. It's so different than driving in a car. You see so much more. It's just it's just a more tactile experience. You're just so much more connected with where you are than just zooming past it at 65 miles an hour.
You know, and it's funny too, because I was riding from my house from Eureka to Arcata as part of my training. And you know, by the time you get to work, you're kind of, you know, you've done a little exercise.
Sure.
You've been outside in some fresh air. You feel really good when you get there. You know, the riding on the roads, of course, we wish we had safer places to ride. But it's really, you know, the whole bike riding thing is so good for health and fitness. And we you know, I would try to encourage everybody up here who hasn't been on a bike to really get out and do something. You know, we do have some good trails out here to ride on. We have great bike stores that can help you, you know, fit you for a bike and teach, you know, know, we have good people that will teach you proper bike etiquette and all of those things, but it's so good to just breathe some fresh air and, you know, lessen your carbon footprint a little bit if you can, and you feel really good when you get to work if you can commute a little bit on your bike.
Yeah, and one thing I also want to put out there is that, you know, most bike advocates and trail advocates are not anti-car. And I know a lot of folks say, well, you know, we got to have cars, too. It's like, well, yeah, most of us drive cars. You know, we you know, there's plenty of things where we need a car. But it's great. Also, you know, we can coexist. You can have both. It would just be nice to see a little more resources dedicated to making bike commuting a little more user-friendly for the vast majority of people. Because, you know, as you know, being out on the road represents a certain amount of risk when you're sharing the road with motor vehicles. 99.9% of the cars out on the road will give you, you know, the space that you need, but it's at 0.1% that you got to watch out for. It'd be really nice for us to have, you know, some dedicated roads just for bikes. We call those trails.
Yeah, you know, the Class 1 bicycle routes that we were able to ride on the AIDS ride were absolutely amazing.
They're a joy, aren't they?
Oh, they talk about just looking around and not having a care in the world, you know.
Anyone who wants to taste what a Class 1 trail is like, just ride the Hammond Trail. It's small. Maybe it's only a little better than 5 miles. But it's a little taste of what we can have. And what we're looking at is trying to get a Class 1 trail throughout the entire community, linking all of our towns together here in Humboldt County. It would be just a wonderful thing to happen.
And a lot of communities and cities along the south coast and south of San Francisco, and especially Monterey, Santa Barbara, they've really invested in their waterfront and having trails and more accessible, you know, access to the waterfront and having trails, you know, along the coastline. And, you know, I know a lot of, there's differences between, you know, us on the north coast and down on the south coast, but it's pretty inspiring to visit those places, and I'm sure you guys rode through a lot of those.
Yeah, we rode through some incredibly beautiful areas. And like Bob says, when you can ride on a trail and don't have to worry about the cars, you can see so much more of California. You know, it's funny, my husband has become a little bit of a bike rider now, and we're finding ourselves driving to places outside of Humboldt just to ride on the bike trails now. Mm-hmm. You know, not far from us, you know, in Redding, they have a beautiful trail system, and in Sacramento, they do. So it would be really cool if we could put something together here, a nice regional trail system.
Humboldt County should be a destination for this. I mean, this place is made for it. It would be wonderful.
And to bike in, you know, in when it's not 100 degrees is a great thing.
Yes, biking at 100 degrees is a challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had half a dozen people from Humboldt County go out to Iowa and do the Rag Braid, the ride across Iowa, and they said that the temperature coming off of the asphalt, this was just last week, was 120 degrees.
You can't carry enough water.
Oh, and you can imagine what Iowa water tastes like.
Ugh.
But they were saying quite often they would just get out before light and try to get as many miles in as possible because it would be 95 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they said you just couldn't drink enough water, and it was hard to recover for the next day because of that heat, you know, because it lost. On our ride, I think probably the hottest day was probably 83 degrees. It's funny, the first and second week of June in California is very, very nice and very pleasant. It was only once back in 99 did I experience a 100-degree day, and which, you know, I can imagine it was stifling. But I've noticed the last 6 years the weather has just been really nice, and even an occasional rain on the AIDS ride.
Yeah, well, it can refresh you a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyone listening who is interested in maybe participating next year for the AIDS ride, and they got a lot of time to get ready for it, get in shape for it, what do people do?
I have a computer in front of me, and you just type in AIDS Life Cycle, one word, and it'll come up. And there'll be all the information you need. There'll be videos that describe the ride to some degree, and then lots and lots of information. And you can sign up, you know, use a credit card or whatever, and right away you get a cycle representative that contacts you and just says, you know, you have any questions, you need any help, and they quite often send out newsletters once a week, and they're very, very supportive staff. And if you ever have any questions, you can call the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. There's always a friendly voice, and people just answer any questions. You know?
Nice.
And there's always that, while you're training, you have that self-doubt, or, you know, you're having trouble fundraising, and they have fundraising tips. They have people that can talk to you about fundraising or training, or there's lots of events throughout the year, most of them taking place in places like San Francisco that you can take part in, and a lot of training rides. And so there's lots of ways to stay connected.
Nice.
You know what? I apologize. I want to go off on a little tangent. Fundraising. You know, if for a lot of us, fundraising was a challenge because we'd never done fundraising before. And, of course, I have experienced fundraising, and I did what I could, but it's amazing. In this community, people during the years come up to you and say, are you going to ask me next year for money to do the AIDS ride? I hope you are. You better ask me, or you didn't ask me last year, you know. And once again, that this community is so generous with their time and their finances, and I've had several companies and several individuals that have given to me every single year, and it's been gratifying and just heartwarming. It's just been amazing. I thought, you know, I could name all the businesses, but I would go on and on and on. But I just wanted everyone that's involved in those businesses, whether it's Arcata Garbage or Tomas Jewelry or Royal Gold, American Hydroponics, all those folks have just been so generous for years and years. And then the whole cycling community, you know, they're just, It's just made it so much easier for us to do this, because each one of us raises $3,000 minimum to do the ride. And then we have to, out of our own pockets, pay for getting down to San Francisco, a couple nights in a hotel to do all the check-in and stuff and get a good night's sleep before the ride, and then being down in L.A. and shipping your bike back and driving back or flying back. So it's, you know, it's kind of financially onerous for some people, but for me and other people, it's become kind of like your vacation. This is what you're going to do every year. And so I'd just like to put it out there to all the people that have ever donated to me and will donate in the future, that I really appreciate, and I know the entire Foggy Bottoms team really appreciates all that support, both emotional and financial, that we've gotten.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's really, really wonderful. Unfortunately, we are rapidly running out of time, but I want to thank you, Bob, and Debbie for taking the time and for doing the thing. It's really cool. And a reminder that the NCRA, North Coast Railroad Authority, is meeting tomorrow. Unfortunately, they're meeting in Marin. But they're going to be talking about the... putting together the committee to look at the rail corridor between Eureka and Arcata. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's down in Novato, and they're going to be talking about the makeup and the how the committee is going to work. It'll probably be open public meetings, so we all will be able to participate. We'll definitely have a recap and analysis of that in the next few Happy Trails.
Excellent. We've got to keep an eye on that.
Next week, we're going to be talking to another Humboldt Foggy Bottoms teammate. We're going to be talking to Maria Bauman and also Michelle Postman of Humboldt County Public Health on some pedestrian safety programs coming up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That'll be great. And Bob, did you have something you wanted to say real quick?
Just thanks to the two of you again for just being so much a part of our cycling community.
You bet. Happy.
And
thank you.
And Cliff, one more thing. If anybody is interested in getting more information on the AIDS ride and they don't want to go to the website, there's so many great local resources. They can get to me through KHUM, or they could call Bob or anybody on the Humboldt Foggy Bottoms, because we really want to get as many people interested in this ride and just riding in general as we can.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you all very much. This conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, will be podcast at iTunes and at khum.com.
Happy Trails to you.